由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are delighted that you have tuned in to this broadcast.
感谢你再次收听《天路导向》。
This is the last in a series of messages on the Word of God.
今日是认识圣经这个系列的最后一讲。
And I want to begin by telling you that most people don't have patience.
首先，我想同大家分享一样嘢，就系绝大多数人都缺乏忍耐。
Especially with the things that they do not know or understand.
特别系对佢哋唔明白或者唔知道嘅嘢，佢哋会特别缺乏忍耐。
For example, very few people can persevere in reading and following instruction manuals.
打个比方，好少人能够有耐心咁样读完一本嘅说明书，并且按说明书嘅指示去操作事情嘅。
Take the computer for example.
就好似电脑咁样，做一个例子。
It takes a great deal of patience to know how to operate a computer.
对好多人嚟讲，佢哋需要好大嘅耐心先能够学识点样用电脑。
But when it comes to our spiritual instruction manual,
但是如果讲到我们属灵方面的说明书的时候，
It is vitally important to know how to read and follow directions.
我们要学习怎样去阅读它，并且去遵行它的指示，这个就是最重要的事。
Many of you have written to us through the years.
在多年来，很多人曾经写信过给我们。
And many of you have asked this question.
而很多的人都在来信当中问到一条问题。
How do I read the Bible?
我怎样读圣经呢？
How do I understand the Bible?
我怎样才明白圣经呢？
And today I want to answer these questions.
今日我就要回答这些问题。
First, there are six things that you must not do when you read the Bible.
首先，在读圣经的时候，有六样嘢你一定不可以做的。
Number one,
第一样
is what we call proof texting.
就是我们不能够断章取义。
You say, what is that?
可能你会问，什么是断章取义呢？
This means that you do not take the text out of its context.
意思就是说，我们不能够抽离上下文的内容来理解经文。
And that's what proof texting is.
这个就是不能够断章取义的意思。
Let me give you an example.
我同大家打个比方。
We read in the Word of God in 2 Corinthians 12:9.
有时我们读圣经的时候，假设我们读紧哥林多后书第十二章第九节。
Where the word of God said, "My strength becomes perfect in weakness."
在当中，上帝的话语说，我的能力是在人的软弱上面显得完全。
So, if you take that text out of its context,
如果你在当中脱离了上下文的话，
then you'll say to yourself, then this verse means that I should not deal with my moral weakness in life.
咁样你就会讲话，哦，呢节经文就系讲我唔再需要对付我品格上面嘅弱点啦。
After all, the scripture said that God's strength becomes perfect in my weakness.
因为圣经话过，上帝嘅能力系喺我嘅软弱当中显得完全啊嘛。
But in context, the scripture does not mean that at all.
但系喺上下文嚟讲，圣经并唔系咁嘅意思。
In context, you notice that Paul was suffering physically.
在圣经的上文当中，我们看到保罗的身体经历了一些痛苦。
He had a physical problem.
保罗面对着一个健康的问题。
And he had prayed to the Lord three times, saying, Lord, remove this ailment.
所以保罗曾经三次向主求告话，主啊，求你为我挪去一啲疾病。
And the Lord said to Paul, I'm not going to remove it.
而主亦都对保罗话，我不打算拿去这些痛苦。
But instead, God said to Paul, My strength will become perfect in the middle of your physical problem.
因为上帝对保罗话，我的能力是要在你身体的软弱上面彰显得更加完全。
So always put the text in its context.
因此，我们一定要从上下文去理解整段经文的意思。
Because as you see here, the problem had nothing to do with moral weakness.
因为我们在这里都看到上帝对保罗讲的事完全同品格上面的弱点没关系。
The problem had to do with physical illness that Paul had no control over.
因为这里讲的是身体方面的疾病，而这些疾病都是保罗自己无能为力的。
The second thing that you must understand is the figure of speech in the Bible.
第二件要留心的事情是，我们一定要明白圣经当中的表达方式。
For example,
例如这个例子。
Jesus said, if your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out.
耶稣曾经说过，如果你的右眼叫你跌倒，请你将它挖出来，抌了它。
If you took that literally, what would happen?
如果你从字面上面咁样去理解圣经，究竟会发生咩事呢？
We will have lots of eyeless people.
咁呢个世界上就会有好多失去眼睛嘅人。
But this is a Hebrew way of expressing the importance and the urgency of fleeing from temptation.
但系圣经咁样写，其实系希伯来人嘅一种表达方式。希伯来人这样写是要为了强调逃避试探的重要性和紧迫性。
So this verse is telling us, don't allow your eye to lust after greed and money and people.
所以这里经文的意思就是这样说，不要容许你的眼睛去贪恋物质、钱财或者其他的人。
So please understand the language of the Bible.
所以我们一定需要去认识圣经里面文字的用法。
Understand the symbols of the scripture.
要明白经文怎样去使用象征性的比喻。
The third mistake that you must not make when you read the Bible is this.
第三个我们读圣经的时候一定不要犯的毛病就是，
Understand the historical and cultural setting of the Bible.
我们一定要明白圣经当中的历史和文化背景。
For example, just because Elijah was called by God to confront the wicked king Ahab and the prophets of Baal,
打个比方，以利亚被上帝呼召出来，面对恶王阿哈和巴力的先知。
And God sent fire from heaven and licked everything in sight, including the sacrifice.
上帝就从天上降下火来，烧尽晒燔祭同埋祭坛周围嘅水同埋其他一切嘅物质。
It doesn't mean that we are all called to stand up and call for fire from heaven.
呢一个神迹并唔说明每一个被上帝呼召出嚟侍奉佢嘅人都要呼风唤雨，天降大火。
That was a specific call upon a specific man at a specific point in history.
因为以利亚的故事只是历史当中某一个特定的情景下面某一个的特例。
Why?
为什么会这样呢？
Because God wanted to accomplish what he wanted to accomplish at that particular time.
因为上帝要在那个时刻做一件特别的事。
The fourth mistake in reading the Bible is that you do not read into the Bible what you want it to say.
第四个我们要在读圣经的时候特别留意易犯的毛病，就是我们很多时候会按住自己的意思去解释经文。
I know it's a temptation for all of us.
我明白，我们成日都会落在这个试探当中。
But don't read into the Bible what you want it to say.
但是请你不要按住自己的私意、自己的意思去解释圣经。
Fifth,
第五个我们不应该犯的毛病是
Don't ever think that you are too knowledgeable to read God's word without the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们千万不要认为我们自己对圣经的认识是非常透彻，于是我们就不再依靠圣灵的光照和引领去读经。
Listen to what the Apostle Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:7.
请听使徒保罗在提摩太后书二章七节对提摩太所讲的话。
He said, "Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all this."
保罗话：我所讲的话，你要思想，因为凡事主必给你聪明。
If you try to understand the word of God without the power of God's own Holy Spirit,
如果你一直认为你不需要依靠圣灵大能的引领就能够明白上帝的话的话，
You will end up either reading it intellectually and only understanding it intellectually or twisting it to suit your purpose.
到头来，你可能读圣经的时候，你只是停留在知识或者学术的层面上面。你解释圣经的时候，你明白圣经的时候，你都是停留在知识学术的层面上面，甚至为了附和你自己的意见，你会曲解了圣经的原意。
The sixth mistake that you must watch out for,
第六个问题我们一定要留心的就是
Don't fail to apply the word of God in your daily life.
我们一定不可以忽略将上帝的话语实践在我们每日的生活当中。
Someone once said,
有人曾经这样说过，
God had hidden every precious thing in such a way that it is a reward for the diligent, a prize for the earnest.
上帝将最宝贵的东西收藏了起来，为了给那些殷勤寻求祂的人作为奖赏。
But a disappointment to the slothful soul.
但是这一些奖赏亦都成为了懒惰的人的绊脚石。
The pearl is buried beneath the ocean's waves.
珍珠通常都是收在海洋当中的最底层。
The gold is imprisoned in the rocky bosom of the mountain.
黄金通常都是埋在礁岩起伏的山峦当中。
The gem is found only after you crush the rock which enclosed it.
宝石只有会在你打碎岩石之后才能够拿出来。
The very soil gives its harvest as a reward for the laboring farmer.
土地只会将它最肥美的收成庄稼回报给那些辛劳的农民。
And that is why reading God's word for 5 minutes on the run is not effective.
所以当我们只是急急忙忙地用五分钟读完圣经的话，那些根本不会起任何的作用。
But spending time with God is the way to receive the benefits of his word.
只有肯花时间和上帝相处，我们才能够从上帝的话语当中获益。
Now, I want to give you some practical examples of how to read the Word of God and understand it.
现在让我给一些例子你，等你知道怎样去研读和明白上帝的话语。
The Bible said that you will literally be transformed every single day when you read the Word.
圣经提醒我们说，当我们每日读圣经的时候，我们的心都会每日更新而变化。
If you have been stagnant in your Christian life,
如果你的属灵生命停滞不前，
it is because you have not spent time before God with His Word.
这个是因为你没有在上帝的话语当中下功夫。
And there are three questions that you must ask yourself daily as you read the scripture.
当你每日读圣经的时候，请你问自己三个问题。
Question number one.
第一个问题就是
What does the Bible say to the original reader?
圣经对他写成的日期的读者，究竟有什么信息，他要讲些什么呢？
Secondly.
第二个，我哋每日读圣经嘅时候，都要问自己嘅问题系
：What does the Bible mean by what it says？
究竟圣经所讲嘅佢包含嘅意义系乜嘢呢
？And thirdly，
第三个我哋要问嘅问题系
：How can this apply to me today？
究竟上帝嘅话语，究竟今日佢可以如何应用喺我哋身上呢
？First， what does the Bible say to the original reader？
第一，圣经对他当初写成的年代的读者，究竟要讲些什么呢？
Remember that God the Holy Spirit had inspired over 40 writers in a span of 1500 years.
请记住，圣经是圣灵默示了四十几位作者，是经历1500年才写成的。
And that is why the Bible is truly miraculous.
所以圣经真是一本非常奇妙的书。
There is not a book on God's earth written by different people at different times, and yet the message is consistent throughout.
世界上没有一本书好像圣经那样，即使有不同背景的作者在不同的时期写成，都能够保持他思想的一致和连贯性。
The Holy Spirit inspired these people to write to a specific people at a specific time.
圣灵启示某些作者在某一个时期写给某一些读者。
And therefore you must ask yourself the question.
因此我们必须去问自己，
What did it mean for those people who received that original writing?
对那些最初的读者来讲，这些书卷究竟有什么意义呢？
Moses, for example, was speaking to a group of people that were very different from the ones Ezekiel spoke to.
例如，摩西和以西结要传达给的受众群体就完全不一样了。
Moses was speaking to a group of people who had very little knowledge of God.
摩西的受众对上帝的认识少之又少。
Because they were involved in paganism for 400 years.
因为他们曾经在埃及当中，在异教徒当中住了400年。
But 1,000 years later, Ezekiel the prophet was speaking to a group of people who knew the word of God.
但是在1,000年后的先知以西结，却是对着一群已经认识上帝话语的人去讲话。
But they rejected it.
然而那些听以西结讲话的人却拒绝上帝的话语。
They twisted it and rationalized it.
他们歪曲上帝的话语，并且找出很多的藉口。
They tried to get it to suit them.
他们一直希望上帝的话语可以迎合他们的心意。
Let me give you another example.
让我再给一个例子。
Paul wrote many letters.
保罗曾经写过很多书信。
He wrote to the Colossians and the Corinthians and the Thessalonians.
他写过给哥罗西、哥林多、帖撒罗尼加的教会。
But in each letter that he writes, he is dealing with a specific problem that had arisen for that particular church.
但是在他每一封书信当中，保罗都是要解决那个教会当时所出现的一些问题。
The Holy Spirit of God was working His purpose out as Paul answered these questions.
圣灵通过保罗来处理这一些问题。
The second method by which you can read the Bible is this.
读圣经第二种行之有效的方法是
Ask yourself the question, what does the Bible mean by what it says?
要问自己说圣经所讲的东西和它包含的意义究竟是什么？
Some people spurn the teaching of Christ because his teaching does not make sense like the world makes sense.
有些人轻视基督的道理，因为他们觉得 基督的道理听起来不似世界上其他的言论，这样真真有词，合情合理。
Let me give you some examples.
让我再举一个例子给你。
The world says, kick your enemy in the teeth.
世人说要以牙还牙。
But Jesus said, love your enemy, bless those who curse you.
但是耶稣却说要爱你的仇敌，为那个诅咒你的人祝福。
Do good to those who hate you.
要善待那些恨你的人。
Pray for those who persecute you.
要为那些逼迫你的人去祷告。
The world says,
世界的声音这样说，
Look out for yourself, because that's all that matters.
你要学会保护你自己，因为人不为己，天诛地灭。
But Jesus said,
但是耶稣却是说到，
Whoever tries to save his life will lose it.
凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命。
But he who loses his life for my sake and for the gospel will save it.
但是凡为我和我的福音而丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
Jesus' teaching does not make sense to the world.
耶稣基督的教导在世人看来好像很不合情理这样。
But it makes sense to those who love the Lord Jesus.
但是对那些爱主耶稣的人来讲是非常合理的。
So always ask yourself, what did the Bible mean by what it says?
因此我们要时常去问自己，究竟圣经所讲的和它其中包含的意义是什么呢？
You say, how can I know this?
可能你会问，我怎样才会知道呢？
Well, when you begin your Bible reading,
那在你开始读圣经之前，
Ask the Holy Spirit of God to give you insights.
你应该求圣灵来光照你。
And he will help you.
圣灵一定会帮助你的。
Finally, ask yourself, how can this apply to me today?
最后一点，我们要时时反问自己话，究竟今日圣经的话语怎样应用在我的生命当中？
If you begin your Bible reading by asking the Holy Spirit to guide you and give you insight,
如果在你每次读经之前，你都会求圣灵的光照和启发的话，
He will.
上帝就会帮助你。
As I read the Word of God, I often sense the Spirit of God saying to me, "This is for you."
每逢我读上帝的话语的时候，圣灵总会提醒我话，这一句是对你讲的。
This encouragement is for you.
一个是对你的鼓励。
This rebuke is meant for you.
一个是对你的责备。
This challenge is for you.
一个是对你的挑战。
This warning is for you.
一个是对你的警戒。
This exhortation is meant for you.
一个是对你的劝告。
A well-known teacher said the following about reading the Bible.
一位著名的老师曾经谈到读经问题的时候，他这样说。
He said, the Bible has wrestled with me.
他说圣经就好像和我咬手瓜那样。
The Bible has comforted me.
圣经曾经安慰过我。
The Bible has confronted me.
圣经曾经征服过我。
The Bible has clasped my hands.
圣经曾经紧握住我的手。
The Bible has warmed my heart.
圣经温暖住我的心。
The Bible weeps with me and sings with me.
圣经和我一起喊，一起笑。
It whispers to me and it preaches to me.
圣经细声咁样同我诉说上帝嘅信息。
It maps out my way and holds up my goings.
圣经为我制定蓝图，并且引导我走当行嘅路。
It is the young man's best companion.
圣经系我少年时代最好嘅同伴。
It is still my morning and evening chaplain.
到如今，圣经依然系我从早到晚嘅牧者。
As you spend time with God and feed upon His Word, He will speak to you.
如果你愿意与上帝同行，并且用上帝嘅话语嚟喂养你嘅话，上帝一定会同你说话。
He is going to show you.
上帝会向你表明佢嘅旨意。
He is going to make you grow.
佢要让你去成熟，去长大。
And you will move from one point of glory into another.
而且佢要带领你进入一切嘅荣耀当中。
My prayer for you is that you will hunger for God's word more than for food.
我会向神祷告话，愿你能够渴慕上帝嘅话语胜过喜爱食物。
My prayer is that your thirst for the truth be quenched as you drink deeply from God's message to you.
求主使你不断咁样吸取上帝嘅话语，解除你心灵上面对真理嘅饥渴。
My listening friend, until next time.
我嘅亲爱嘅听众朋友，我哋依个认识圣经嘅系列四讲就到此结束啦。
With a new series of messages,
我哋将要开启一系列新嘅信息，就系认识将临节。
I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿上帝大大赐福俾你。我哋依家听一首歌。叫做同行，我们相信上帝就是我们生命的同行者，每一步每一个足印，上帝都同我们一起度过。
全因为你的爱，我知道何为爱，全因你拥抱，我感到人间都温暖，黑暗里我能望
虽然叶子总有变黄的一天，但是我们相信上帝是会伴我们同行，伴我们成长的。如果你有任何疑问或者对信仰有问题的话，欢迎你写信给麦克牧师或者我万峰。我们下一集节目再见，阿门。